Now, the one thing, I mean, on this album, there's Joe Walsh, Todd Rundgren, Joe Vitale, Rick Derringer, some big names. How did you hook up with those guys?
Well, it was all through the producer, Bill Simzik. It's funny because, I mean, having played around here over the years, and the James Gang playing at the same time, and the Raspberries and all those. I never met Joe while we were all playing here. I never met him until we met in Colorado. But he had worked with Bill Simzik. He produced the James Gang. And so I was just on my own, and Bill put this band together, and he said, do you want to play with Joe? I said, yeah, who wouldn't want to play with Joe? So that's how we hooked up.
Now, at least in the first few albums, when you're thanking people and all, you say thanks, and of course to the Hills. Are they real people, or is that some code thing? Or
The Hills was my first wife's nickname.
Oh, okay. You see, it looked like some cryptic thing. Of course, the Hills.
Yeah.
You know, later, the first song on the Blue Album, that's what I call it.
That's what a lot of most people call
okay.
it.
Okay. Rosewood Bitters, and later Joe Walsh recorded that too. How is it to have someone, first of all, someone else doing your music, and second of all, someone like Joe Walsh doing it?
The answer to both the questions is great. I mean, you know, as a songwriter, which is why I got into the whole thing in the first place, anytime somebody covers one of your tunes, it's a compliment. You know, there's a lot of tunes out there. They can pick whatever they want. And Joe had been, ever since we did this back in whatever it was, 1970 or 71 or whatever year it was, Joe had been threatening to record it. And every time I'd see him over the years, he'd say, I'm gonna record it. And my wife'd say, well, stop talking about it and do it, you know. And then he finally got around to it on the Confessor album. And it's just a great compliment. And to have him do it makes it special, because he's a special guy.
Whose version do you prefer?
To be completely honest about it, I never liked the song much,
really?
Much at all,
man.
To begin with. But, I mean, I remember liking it at the time, obviously. But I never could quite figure out why that song people latched onto that song.
Yeah.
A lot of times I can tell, oh, they're going to latch onto this one, and they do. And a lot of times I think, whoa, they're going to latch onto this one, and they don't even know it exists. But
yeah.
that one, for some reason, I just can't quite figure out. I'm glad they did. Let me say that. And they still do. I mean, we have to play it in concert every time. And but I'm just not quite sure why they dug that one. But thanks for digging it.
Does it mean anything besides the sign there, Rosewood Bitters?
No, the art department for the record company put that up there. I mean, some people call that think that's the title, like Rosewood Bitters is the title of the album. And I'd forgotten all about that was even up there till, you know, 10 years after somebody brought it up about that. And then, you know, the real diehards get real cryptic about it, and it becomes, you know, Paul is dead type of thing, you know. And you come up with all these, you know, all these theories that people have about all this stuff, and you go, you're putting a lot of time into this. They just stuck it up on the wall. That's all it was. You know?